Hey guys, it's Justin here, and Synergy isn't just about player tracking. It's something podcast networks can do a little bit of, and we're doing that today by posting an episode of The Rebuild. The Rebuild is the Cleveland Browns podcast on the Blue Wire Network, so stay here to check that out. In this episode of the podcast, Peter and Dr. Gates break down the new jerseys for the Cleveland Browns and go into some of the sad history of Browns uniforms past. So stay here to check that out. And make sure if you like it to leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to help cook those books and support the Blue Wire Network and support The Rebuild. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast.
Blue Wire. Hello and welcome to The Rebuild. My name is Peter Moses. I'm in Los Angeles, and joining me all the way from a hazmat suit in a hospital in Chicago, Illinois, it is Dr. Gates Merriman. Hello, Gates.
Hey, Pete. Hey, everybody. How are we doing?
Good, man. You alive, holding up, corona-free? Yeah.
I think I'm corona-free. Things are looking okay, you know? Not great, but not disastrously terrible like we thought they might be for a little while, at least in Chicago. So holding steady, doing pretty good overall.
You know, anything above disastrously terrible I think is good.
Yeah, I mean,
like any it, like even slightly point, above it is fine.
It's weird because, like, especially because I'm in the operating room for the most part, and like we take extra protective measures in case somebody has COVID, because a lot of them get tested, but some of them don't. So you kind of treat them like they have it anyway. But like, apart from just having to wear a bunch of extra stuff, it's like an odd feeling of like, oh, this is kind of just like the job we were doing anyway. But then there's like just a background sense of like, kind of a holy shit, there's a lot going on in this hospital.
That is, feels like a balance that we're all striking, and a much less extreme than you do on a daily basis.
No, but I'm sure. Yeah, because especially now that, you know, we're over a month into all this, kind of like getting acclimated a little bit to our new lives, it's sort of a strange position that we're in now.
It is weird. I am slightly optimistic about there being football, more so than I have been in the last couple weeks.
Fauci said it was possible.
If the Fauci is giving us the Fauci doesn't say things unless he means it,
right?
And unless they're based in some semblance of science, which is,
yeah, he's not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, he's telling us what we need to hear. God bless that man.
So it's possible.
Listen, just like Kevin Garnett said when he was supposed to say nothing is impossible for Adidas, anything is possible.
Is that what the background of that is?
I mean, it was an ad. He's like an Adidas dude, and he was supposed to scream, nothing is impossible, because that is their slogan.
Or wasn't it? No, it was impossible is nothing.
Impossible is nothing. That's right. Impossible is nothing. And he screamed, anything is possible. And I guess Adidas was like, well, I guess we're changing our slogan now.
Yeah. Close enough.
We'll take it.
$1 million.
We'll get into arbitration with him so we don't have to pay him exactly what we wanted to. Listen, we're bearing the lead. The Browns just had their offseason Super Bowl.
Yep.
Our jerseys are back. They're just good old Browns jerseys. And
I love them. They're great.
They're great. Didn't overthink it.
The jerseys were never the issue, is I think what we landed on there.
And well, I just didn't think we knew the jerseys could be an issue, really.
Oh, well, that, yeah. I mean, in 2015, when they initially decided, like, hey, we got to change the jerseys, like, we should have been focusing our efforts elsewhere.
Have you tried finding a quarterback?
Alex Shiner's like, hey, I'm gonna make sure we've got a really good sound system in the stadium and a really good scoreboard, and we're going to have the brightest jerseys you can possibly imagine. Sound good? Like, oh, and we're going to win 3 games in the next 5 years.
That's my Brownies, baby.
So I'm happy with the return to just a nice, clean, classic look. I mean, there's not much more to say about it.
It is. It's clean, classic, and they should never be changed again. I am craving me some orange pants. I know they've been teasing it pretty hard, and it seems like they're coming. But to me, actually, the brown pants are my least favorite. I would rather go white pants or orange pants with every top option, other than the brownout.
I don't like white on white very much. It's a little too boring. I know some people like it. I think the brown pants with the white tops look pretty good.
Here's why I actually like the white on white now is because I think it accentuates the stripes on the socks and the arms.
The socks are the best part of the uni, which is a new old thing.
And just like the classic brown number on the white, I just think that looks so fucking crisp.
It looks a lot better than like back shadowed bright orange.
Oh my god, it's
those uniforms. I'm so glad I didn't buy one of those.
Speaking of, if you're listening to this podcast, probably like Gates and I, you have bought a plethora of very depressing Cleveland jerseys. Because unless you bought a LeBron or a Jim Tomey, I guess, maybe Omar Vizquel, like I can't really.
I think a lot of 90s Indians, you're pretty safe because those will hold up. Like if I had a Kenny Lofton jersey, I would wear it.
But I've had some bad ones that have also spanned, you know, that have really not held up recently. Here are the jerseys that I'm sporting right now. I've got a signed Courtney Brown jersey.
Heyo.
That is actually.
Does it say, "Dear Peter, this isn't going to go very well"? All the best.
Dear Peter, what's up with you? Regards, Courtney. I mean, the jersey's so old that it like is the classic one that came back in '99. That really does look similar to the jersey they just released. There's no Cleveland on it, no Browns. It's got the numbers on the shoulders, but other than that, it's pretty smooth. And I keep it around because it basically says Browns on the back. And it was always something that I was very comfortable wearing because I knew immediately after receiving it that it was really not going to have much value. So I felt very comfortable like eating, you know, breakfast and watching football in it for the last decade or two decades. Let's see. My brother got me. I love my brother. Ethan, if you're listening to this, I love you. But he got me like an Edwin Encarnacion jersey.
Oh, Jesus.
That just says EE on the back. Like after he'd been with us for like a second year. And I was like, Ethan.
He sounds like he probably got a pretty good deal on that.
I hope he did because it just really, as soon as he bought it, I was like, this is like buying a 3-year-old Ferrari with 50,000 miles off it and then driving it off the lot like immediately. You're like, well, this is fucking pointless. But I think my worst jersey is a Cavs jersey, and I don't have it anymore, but I had a Darius Miles jersey.
Ooh, he was in a Nelly video, man.
Yeah, he was also in The Perfect Score with Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans.
Wow.
The MTV movie where they steal the SAT answers.
I didn't realize that was ScarJo. I knew that was Chris Evans, like long before he was taken seriously as an actor. Pretty star-studded cast.
Listen, Chris Evans in Not Another Teen Movie is an all-time performance. That is like a masterclass of comedic acting.
Go Chris Evans.
Yeah,
we should get Chris Evans jerseys.
Listen, give me your like. Give me your big misses that you have had or have in your closet buried somewhere that you don't want to talk about.
They're really all misses. And I'm not generally all that great with money, but one thing that I did realize at a pretty young age is that purchasing any Cleveland sports regalia is a very, very risky proposition. So after here's what happened. Remember all the hype after the 2007 season where we went 10-6 and missed the playoffs for the Browns?
Oh, yeah, baby. Derek Anderson on point.
Yep. Simultaneously, the Indians came within a game of the World Series that year, blowing a 3-1 lead to the Pedro. Red Sox. But anyway, yeah, things were looking up, if nothing else, in Cleveland sports. And then, you know, LeBron was still around. We made the finals that year. Jeez, what a year. In Cleveland sports. So that was honestly the most purchasing that I did. So I have a Travis Hafner jersey purchased moments before he stopped hitting home runs.
After someone stopped delivering his creatine?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I have a white Indians Travis Hafner jersey. I have, and this brutal. Is aged poorly. Yeah, not a good uni.
I mean, he mashed really hard for a long time, and then when it went, it was like, it kind of almost feel like the way that he went, it kind of delegitimized how good he was somehow.
Right. It like, he burned too bright and then went out. Yeah, because I remember watching like old good Sports Center and them being like, and this is Travis Hafner who like feasts on, I don't know what the fuck they say. It was the gist was Travis Hafner is an absolute animal and can crush the ball, and he did, and then it all fell apart very quickly. And what's funny is at the time I was like, Travis Hafner or Grady Sizemore, you can't go wrong. And
turns out the answer is you didn't have a choice. No, you were gonna go wrong.
There was no good choice to be made there. I should have gotten like a Trot Nixon jersey. But anyway,
it's like, what if Sophie's choice was just killing both of her kids?
So that's my Indians jersey, though. Now I have a Frankie Lindor, and that's probably not going to end well anyway.
Yeah, but I feel like Lindor is 90s-ish enough where it's like, they took us to Game 7 of the World Series. He was the franchise. If they get rid of him, it's going to be like Cleveland, like baseball in Cleveland is probably going to be over. So it still feels like a lock.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, it's not bad because he's not going to be good. It's that he's going to be good for like the Dodgers in a couple of years. So that's the Indians. The Cavs jersey I got was also from my sibling, my younger sister Lizzie, who's great, but didn't really know what was going on, and got me a Ben Wallace jersey around 2008.
Yikes!
And
was it a Cuyahoga Community College Ben Wallace jersey?
No, it was the real number four of the blue with the. So yeah, it was a blue jersey with the wine and gold kind of like blocks down the side. Basically, it was good. I don't even know if I ever wore it. And then the Browns jersey that I have, unfortunately, is a Kellen Winslow jersey. And if you, I discourage you from doing so. But if you really have to and don't know what's been going on with Kellen Winslow, Google it. It's
yikes.
It's
or
not
or
great.
Don't.
Yeah, don't Google it.
Just do what you want. You know.
Yeah, but in short, he hasn't been doing very well and hasn't been a very upstanding citizen.
That's a rough one. The Winslow one you can't even like wear ironically.
No, yeah, exactly. You can't do it as like, oh my, yeah, your Courtney Brown jersey is like, huh, what a bust, classic Browns. Winslow's are just like, oh, Jesus. Like, it's like wearing an Aaron Hernandez jersey.
Yeah,
maybe worse, actually. Hernandez just like violently killed someone. Winslow is like a more of a monster in my opinion.
And Hernandez like had CTE as some other stuff going on. Like, there's a case to be made that actually an Aaron Hernandez jersey might be more sympathetic than a Kellen Winslow Jr. jersey, which is
insane. I think it might be. And frankly, Aaron Hernandez was a lot more productive. So at least.
Oh, what a time to be alive, you know? What a time to be alive.
So, yeah, so we know, everyone listening to this knows that buying any sort of jersey, it's hard to know when to pull the trigger because it almost always bites you in the ass.
And really, it's usually never. Usually you should never pull the trigger.
Besides a LeBron jersey, and even that has its, you know, its problems.
I mean, I had a LeBron jersey from when we were in high school that when he left for Miami, I just couldn't give it away. It just sat in the back of my closet. And, you know, for 4 years, and it turned out that it all worked out. Yeah. And it's also a similar color to a Lakers jersey. But, you know, still, it's like, we should really, like, do some, you know, after we all buy these Browns jerseys, which we will, we should really kind of do a look in the mirror about how to move forward with these jersey buying. Well, although the NBA does a good thing where they swap. They'll let you jersey swap.
They're a lot cooler about Steve's. Most uniforms in general, they manage that a lot better. But what we're getting to here, people, is we thought we've got these new jerseys. I've been holding off buying anything for a couple of years, even though there's been more excitement around the Browns in the last couple of years because the new ones were coming out. So it's prime buying time. We've all gotten or are getting our stimulus checks. We're all going to spend them poorly.
Did you not get yours yet?
I haven't gotten mine yet.
No, oh, baby.
Set up for direct deposit.
I've now set that up. I got my direct deposit on Wednesday. And you know what? Getting $1,200 put in your bank account, pretty tight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially when the new uniforms drop the very next day. Or the same day?
Very convenient. Yeah, it was the same day. What a time to be alive.
It's like from Paul De Podesta. This doesn't seem right.
Listen, if Trump wants me to buy a jersey, I'm going to buy a jersey. All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about Bet Online. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there is nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, Bet Online, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on. From their online casino to poker, my favorite, and blackjack, they're bringing Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can bet on. You can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. More on that to come. All open 24 hours a day and all online. Use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to join today and receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering solution. Back to the show.
So we got to talk about what's the safe move here, Pete.
So here's what here's what we're gonna do. I want us to go in descending order of the top five jerseys that you would buy. I think leading to the jersey that I you know. So I'm going from five to one. One being the jersey I think I'm gonna buy, and the factors for me are, longevity, how long they could be with the Browns. What it says to kind of like be wearing that jersey and what it makes me feel and kind of, how I want to represent the team. But that was kind of what I was thinking about in terms of making this list. Was there anything that stuck out to you in terms of your top five?
No, those are the things that I considered. In a couple of mine, I also factored in, though, that it's probably going to go badly. So I factored in sort of like a backstop of like, if someone sees me wearing this at a bar in 5 years, they're going to be like, oh man,
great.
Got that one, huh?
Great. So, that's a great qualifier, being like, really? Oh, wow. You don't say.
Like if you see someone in a Mohamed Massaquah jersey, ooh, at a Browns backers bar, that you're like,
that just like, hurt even you saying his name.
I know. He wasn't very good. I think he was like a second rounder or like a Greg Little jersey.
Hey, yikes.
Those two didn't make it work.
Did not make it work. I mean, even like a Josh Gordon, like as sad as it is, you're like, I get it. Like I see the hope that you had in your eyes making this very dumb purchase.
Yes, exactly.
I'll kick it off. Yeah, kick it off. My number five jersey that I thought about buying is Nicholas Chubb.
Mm.
I love him. I think he's going to be great for a really long time. I just don't know if the Browns are going to pay him when they need to. I have a fear that my biggest fear is obviously he's a running back, but he seems durable, but are they going to shell out the cash necessary to pay him top dollar when whatever you could get potentially in the draft is just going to be 85% of Nick Chubb? That is my biggest concern. Is just like he's going to be running really hard for the Saints in 2 years or 3 years.
He didn't crack my top five because of that. In terms of who I'd want to have this upcoming season, he would maybe be number one if it was just like a 1 year at a time deal.
Sure.
But I'm not, these jerseys are like, if you want the good ones, they're like $150. I'm not doing that year after year. So
I
left him out because
you
never know how they're going to hold up, though. He's like you said, he seems durable, but I don't even know if we should pay him, even if he has a couple more seasons on par with what he just had. Like Zeke Elliott isn't working out very well. A lot of people are wondering if the Christian McCaffrey thing was smart. So
it's sad because he also, like, so much of our history is Jim Brown, running backs, Ernest Biner, Kevin Mack. Yeah. Oh my God. but you know, I think the biggest thing is like that. Just that it's sad to like get that and then have it just fire back at you so hard. But I do think he's so good and so and could make a lasting impact if they did find a way to sign him. That's why he cracked my top five.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I just it was a little too risky for me to put in the top five. But I think as someone, you know, in terms of the way you want to represent your team or who you want kind of to attach your name to, you couldn't go wrong with like the Nick Chubb kind of archetype. He's like
sure.
a gritty, no nonsense kind of just, and he's fucking awesome. So it's a good choice. It's just high risk.
Listen, I get it. I'm willing to, I guess, roll the dice, but that's why it's my number five. Who do you got at number five?
So my number five actually ended up being, he went lower than I thought he would, but Myles Garrett. I just couldn't.
Wow. Nice.
I couldn't move him up higher. And I think it's because I just have like residual annoyance with him from.
Like kind of PTSD almost?
Yeah, a little bit. Just so, yeah, right. Exactly. From like seeing someone almost killed on national television. Like, no, just, I'm annoyed with him just for his role in torpedoing things last year. I don't think if he had stayed on the field, we were going to the playoffs. Like if he had stayed out of trouble, because I think Freddie was that bad of a coach and things were just so disjointed. But, you know, it was getting really exciting that he was on our team and becoming like this kind of offense wrecking machine in his third year. And he already had 10 sacks in 10 games. And then just to go out the way that he did was, it just left a gross taste in my mouth. But I do think he's going to come back and start dominating. I think when that incident first happened, everyone's like, this is going to be the first thing that you hear about for the rest. This is going to be his legacy going forward. I think that's going to kind of go away for a couple reasons. Is chief among them, like, a lot has happened since then in the world and people just won't care so much. Also, like, the whole racial aspect of it, I think media is just, like, terrified to even, they don't know what to do with it. They're not going to bring it up as much as they would, given that he accused Mason Rudolph of saying the N-word, and they just, like, they don't want to touch it, right? So I think it'll get less traction. So that'll fade. Maybe this time next year I'll feel a lot better about buying a Miles jersey.
I also think that, like, there's something where, like, I am curious. Like, I'm curious, like, he didn't make my top five, so I'm with you on that. I think there was just some residual pain from that. And also, right. Like, I think if we were making this list and there's a full football season and we're making it at the end of this coming year, he's definitely probably in both of our top three.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm with you.
He's got to earn it.
There is something to me, though, that he actually, that incident proved that I think will actually be kind of valuable is I can't believe the Steelers are actually saying they think Mason Rudolph is the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger.
Like that, I mean, God, I hope they think that. That'd be
that's
amazing for us.
That's like, yeah. I can't, like, so if like, I feel like if that is true and that's what they're digging in on, I feel like the animosity of whether it's true or not will fuel both the players and the fans in like towards Pittsburgh in such a kind of like fun way, like a kind of like really like make
sure.
That like, man, like, boy, we hated them, but now there's like fresh reason to hate them, like we're on the side of justice now too.
It'll be good for the rivalry, which has, you know, basically gone away for all intents and purposes in the last 20 years.
I'm with you though. He didn't crack my top five, but like he should be number basically one or two.
He was a number one overall pick. He's like one of the more special, he's probably the most skilled player in his position on our team. And
probably like the most likely to be a Hall of Famer on our roster.
Yeah. I think that's probably right. So he's just in a weird spot right now. He's in purgatory.
Yeah. He's definitely not in Jersey buying land. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Who do you got at number four?
Oh, you want me to go? Okay. This one I'll be quick about. And it's a bit of a curveball for you here. Number four. Greedy Williams.
Ooh.
What? I'll explain. This Please. Has nothing to do with the fact that I think Greedy Williams is a good player. This is just that Williams is a relatively common last name.
Smart.
So when he washes out of the league in a couple of years.
Oh, that's so smart.
A few years down the road, we'll have like a long snapper named Arnold Williams. And I'll just be like, yeah, it's an Arnold Williams jersey, guys. And then a couple years after that, you know, we'll have a fullback, and it'll just go on and on.
Listen, I think that's a very underrated aspect of this is generic name. That's why I still have Courtney Browns.
Yeah, right.
Like it Courtney basically Browns says Browns on the back.
Exactly.
No one thinks twice.
No. So yeah, Williams, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's Williams. Who's Williams again? And people just will just move past it, and I don't need to be ridiculed for having, like a Duke Johnson jersey.
Ooh, a Duke Johnson jersey is sad. Johnson is a good,
a very generic name, but it says Johnson Jr. on all of them, so that's your that's the giveaway.
That's a great one, and for name specific too, I really like that. For me, I'll jump to my number four. My number four, also on the defensive side, Mac Wilson.
Ooh, wow! You're buying some upside here.
Buying a lot of upside.
You're trying to get into the ground level.
Exactly. Like I'm saying, all right, they just got rid of Schobert. That means like, you know, he was for everyone was saying like a close to a first round talent that they got in the fifth round.
that doesn't make sense.
And you listen, I mean, he basically was forced into a ton of action. He's going to be manning the defense. And I just, I see it as like a more, upside and investment, a little bit of a generic name, but.
Yeah, there you go.
Like,
that's true.
Listen, love Joe Schobert. Meant a lot to just like having someone to root for that you thought was also just like seemingly a good dude. I'm going to roll with Mac Wilson on like not giving up 3rd-and-17 passes down up the middle in the future here. That's basically the upside I'm buying is him being able to kind of do a little bit more.
That's good. I would encourage you or anyone thinking about buying a Mac Wilson jersey just to wait till after the draft on the off chance we get
Isaiah Simmons.
Exactly.
Listen, there's no problem daydreaming about Mac Wilson and Isaiah Simmons like roaming around playing linebacker, covering slots.
You'd be in the situation where to be like, why did you get a Mac Wilson jersey instead of an Isaiah Simmons jersey?
You know what? I see it now. Yeah. I hear you. And that's a good point. That's a really good point. My number three, my third jersey that I was thinking about getting, Joel Bitonio.
Ah, interesting.
Joel Bitonio, as close as we're going to get to Joe Thomas, who's playing live.
Wow. Okay.
Just like already kind of cemented his legacy as like a solid dude.
Yep.
An all-time great Browns player in the last 20 years already. Mm-hmm. Learned from the best, a stalwart on our line, and funny dude. And I feel like there's like, you know, a couple lineman jerseys that just can't go wrong. And also, I think it's more like instead of the embarrassment downside, it's more kind of like bar level respect upside with Bitonio.
Totally agree. Incidentally, you cannot buy a Joel Bitonio jersey at this time.
You can make one.
Well, you can definitely make one.
Yeah, I would be, to be very clear, customizing a Joel Bitonio jersey.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Actually, it's very good, and we'll come back to it. Hint, hint.
Great, I love it.
My number three, it's a pretty soft call, but this is kind of another sort of insurance one because I think he'll be around for a long time, and he's interesting. Jamie Gillen, punter, number seven. Seven's a good jersey number. He's cool. He's Scottish. Call. He plays rugby. He's got thank you. He's got a beautiful head of hair. He's just like a cool dude, and he's really fucking good. Like, I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler for a long time. I think he's like the new generation's Joe Thomas. Phil Dawson, excuse me. He'll just be reliably good for a long time, and he's got a little edge to him.
Rugby player, sexiness. Funny, hot, Scottish.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like, you remember, what's his name, Ralph Ifans, or the dude in The Replacements, the guy from Notting Hill who plays like the kicker, the British kicker who's always like smoking cigarettes.
Exactly.
That's the vibe I get from Jamie Gillen.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just a dude.
Great call. I love that
just
jersey.
Get that actually. That would be a good jersey to have.
That is fantastic. That is a really
a
strong
profile
pull.
Enough that like you're not going to be humiliated. Like buying an Odell jersey right now, you put yourself at a lot of risk.
Oh, let's be very clear. Odell is nowhere. Didn't even crack my top 10.
No,
I don't
me
think.
Neither. Me neither. So this, but and then you know. Browns fans would know. You know, it's like the real fans would be like, oh, wow, that's cool. So that's Jamie Gillen, number three.
Love it. Who do you got at two?
So number two for me is Baker.
You know what? I don't know. I'll just say it. Also my number two.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. So my kind of rationale here was it's a little bit aspirational because, okay, so we're so used to it at this point. But if you take a step back and appreciate how horrible our QB situation is, it hasn't been safe to buy a quarterback jersey for the Browns since 1989 or maybe like 92, whenever Bernie was pushed off the team. So that's 30 years where you haven't been able to safely purchase this jersey and have him stick around for more than a couple of years. So for this to work out, Baker doesn't even need to be a Hall of Famer. He just needs to be like above replacement level for 5 years, and then it'll be a solid purchase. And we've never had that. So as an NFL fan, you should be able to buy a quarterback jersey safely. Let's hope that we're there. That's why he's my number two.
I agree. It is just like scar tissue. It's just there's so much pain in so many jerseys that are, you know, so many jerseys that have just, you just see like Charlie Fry's, Derek Anderson's, Kelly Holcomb's,
Johnny.
Oh, Manziel's. It's there's so much pain associated with it. And like, he's my number two also because I want to believe, and I think we should. And I think that there's so much upside here. Like the team is being constructed in a way that feels so just logical and aligned, and a lot of alignment, so much alignment.
Yeah. Very aligned.
So much aligning and
tires on a new car.
Yeah, that's right. Like a perfect, yes. Getting those tires moved around, getting some tackles, which seems helpful, will be helpful to our quarterback. Running play action, which he's very good at and has like a infinity passer rating when he's throwing out of play action. So
yep.
I'm with you. I think Baker, I imagine if we do this at the end of this season, that hopefully happens, Baker and Miles are number one and two.
I think so. And Baker, those guys probably would have been number one and two last year. So we'll just have to hope that we were on the trajectory. Sorry, I'm drinking White Claw. That we thought we were last year, and that Freddie was the reason it all got screwed up. We can get on back on the same page. Baker, Miles, one and two. I think it's possible, but I wasn't willing to put him at number one. But we're close. It's almost not a joke to get a quarterback jersey for the Browns.
It's
not
Gates, we are almost ready to love again, man.
Almost.
We're just two boys standing in front of a younger boy.
In this.
I just watched Notting Hill recently with Beth.
It's a good movie.
We're just two boys standing in front of a boy 8 years younger than us, asking us to love him. I think I said that right.
I'm not sure that you did, but it was all right, close.
Listen, I know who your number one is. We'll end with that because I want to talk about him more. But I'll give you my number one, and I think it's. You want to take a guess at who my number one is?
I honestly don't. Like, is it Denzel Ward?
No.
Okay, good, because that would have been a bad number one. He's not there.
This is I understand how this can be. I think this is the jersey I am going to get, so I had to put it number one. And
Jarvis?
It's Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Like, just someone who... it just done nothing but produce, and just like, it's like, what if like Matt Dellavedova was talented like Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
It's just kind of this
fantastic comp.
Oh, this just beautiful like guy who just works his butt off and like thrives more when he's blocking someone to the ground as he does running over the middle and catching balls. He just like, he helped get Odell here. He has embraced this city and this franchise that has done nothing but been awful. And I know he had hip surgery. I think whatever the fuck is happening right now with Corona and getting things right is actually probably going to be a little advantageous for him in terms of like not being as far behind and being able to rehab. And he just, even if he never played again, I feel like, he has done enough to kind of like, I am so grateful and appreciative of watching him play football and watching someone care as much as you feel like we do. And we're fucking insane fans.
Yeah.
Right. And I just like, when I think about like opening up and seeing a Landry jersey and kind of what that kind of fully encompasses, and there is a little bit of upside too. I know it's risky and it's probably not as like as much upside as Gillen or Mac Wilson or even Greedy, but it's kind of like a bit of a bridge to really what we hope, kind of washing out the taste of last season and really like we could do it. We could be in the playoffs next year. There's two more fucking teams in the, there's four more teams in the playoffs this year too. Like we can actually be in the playoffs. And I feel like I want to go to fucking battle in the playoffs in a home game that like an empty Cleveland Browns stadium with Jarvis Landry bringing all the energy that the fans used to bring.
What just happened?
Can you hear me?
Peter, I lost you. Damn it. Okay, let's see where we are here.
Hold on. Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I got you.
You can hear me?
I don't know what happened.
It's all good. I know where it happened.
Oh, you were on a roll too.
It's okay. I'll finish it off. I'll edit it. It's fine. Like I want him to bring the energy that like replaces the energy of all the fans who aren't going to be able to be at that playoff game. There is something cruel that we're going to have a home playoff game and no one's going to be allowed in.
Yeah, of course. Of course that's going to happen. There's not a question.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have to bring in, DeWine's going to have to bring in the National Guard to like stop Browns fans from like storming the stadium.
We're going to have a championship parade that no one's allowed to attend, including players and staff.
Everyone just like watching like a couple of like Escalades drive slowly down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
With the windows barely cracked.
Right.
Yeah, dude. He's it's Landry, man. It's just
he's like the right like cultural representation of what you want the Browns to be. I should have had him in my top five. I was nervous because he is getting paid so much and like our receiver situation, I don't know if it's all media driven, but it feels like it could kind of dissolve. But I think that's a fantastic pick.
The media's got to talk about something.
No risk it, no biscuit. Yeah, I know.
I think also like it's cool to have Di Podesta, Barry.
Of the Podesta. Barry.
Yes, of the Podesta. Paul of the Podesta and Coach Stefanski. I just feels like there is a really good balance of knowing we have so much cap room. I know we got to sign Miles and Baker coming up, but it just feels like they're like I can't see them. I can see them moving off of Beckham way faster. And this is also pending on Jarvis. You know, I know hip surgery is scary. But it wasn't the same kind of hip surgery. Like, he wasn't like Tua. He didn't like break his fucking hip.
Yeah, he's not Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. It was something where he was like, I got to do this to get right so that I can. And I'm really pulling for it to kind of.
And he's also like, he doesn't rely on real explosiveness. You know, he's not like a freak athlete who, if he takes a step back, is going to suddenly become useless. Like he's like kind of cunning and gets to the right spot. And he's quick for sure, but. It's
quick
not,
and just like wants it like more than the other person. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of Steve Smith in him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He's a
like
bit
he gets
asshole,
it, like
but.
Like yeah, but like defensive backs get furious with him because he plays just, through the whistle.
Yeah.
Annoying as fuck to do that for a whole game.
For sure. For sure. Good pick. I like it.
Thanks, man.
So
you're number one. Let's just do it. Let's get
so
in there.
It's your number three, Joel Bitonio. And literally the exact same thing that came to my mind is just that he's like the spiritual heir to Joe Thomas. I think he's like a perfect avatar for fans. Like he keeps coming back. He puts all of his effort into it. He's plays at a very high level and he has fucking nothing to show for it, but losses and pain, but he just keeps doing his job and he has
like sounds like us, baby.
Exactly. And he's got like a good attitude about it. He's just like, yep, all right, fine. I think he's sort of the representation of all of it. And it feels right to have like a guard as the jersey you're gonna buy. Like no fans of other teams are buying guard jerseys, but
yeah, it's dependable. It's like and it also just kind of shows that we're like fucking nuts.
Yeah, right.
We're just like fucking nuts.
You can't even buy those jerseys like anywhere. Yeah. So I think it's a great, I think
it's, I love it. I think it's like, it's very dependable. And I think both of our number ones also just kind of like really put like a bridge towards the past in a way that, like, you know, I think just like, we didn't really have, like, we have to kind of, in the same way with these jerseys, it's like, we have to kind of acknowledge the suffering that we've been through while we can also still, like, appreciate where we're going.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like, how this all changes one day.
More and more, I've started defending the Browns as one of the most successful NFL franchises of all time. Which is true. Which is definitely true, but, like, I talk to my Patriots fan friends. I'm like, yeah, I mean, six championships. I know how that goes. Like, it's crazy.
Welcome to Browns territory, baby.
Yeah,
you're finally in the club. Took you long enough, losers.
We have some sort of history to fall back on, and then we also have, you know, there's a bit of a badge of honor sort of aspect of just like the fact that we're still even talking about this stupid team after all that we've been through.
After they've just ripped our heart out and showed it to us like Dumb and Dumber and put it in a to-go bag.
Like year after year and in multiple different ways. So I like it. I think Joel Bitonio, Jarvis Landry, they speak well to that. So
let's
good.
Do it, man. All right. That was
J.W. Johnson, take my money.
Let's go, man. Let's get these money to first responders like yourself. Should I just pay you directly for the jersey?
I know we give the Haslams a lot of shit, but that is a pretty cool
move. Great.
I mean, like, sure, there's a PR aspect to it, but fucking,
no,
they're still doing
listen,
it.
Listen, why not? Listen, if there's one thing that, like, I'm not going to fuck with the Haslams on, it's that they're very philanthropic.
They really are. They're pretty good to the Cleveland,
like,
community.
You know what? If you're going to siphon money away from, you know, minority truck drivers, you might as well give it back to your community. That's my philosophy.
That's exactly right.
When in doubt, pay it forward and not in jail.
Exactly. So hats off to the Haslams. You're great. It's good people.
Anything? I mean, I know we don't know anything about the draft. You and I mean. And anything you're excited about? Anything you're thinking about or you're looking forward to?
I don't think it's going to matter, but I do like the idea of us having a bit of an edge in the draft just by having, like, young, forward-thinking people in our front office. Like, I really don't think it's going to make a material difference in, like, the football season when it comes down to it, or even in this current draft. But I mean, I trust the people that we have.
And yet, here is Dave Gettleman, like, not able to, like, understand what a computer is.
So right,
I'm like,
exactly.
You know what? Maybe, actually, like,
it certainly can't hurt.
Yeah, I can't hurt. And, like, also, frankly, I just, why not, you know? Like, it can't hurt is right. So, you know what? I think we'll just react, because who the hell knows? Like, why, like we're not, like, you're not coming here for expert analysis. Like,
no. But I want Simmons if he's there.
Yeah, I want Simmons if he's there. I will be sad if they trade out of Simmons being there. That would be if he's there. I don't think they would do that, and I don't think he's going to be there. But yeah,
no, I don't think so either. But if he is, I want to take him, and we'll figure out the tackle thing.
Yeah, otherwise. It seems like
like he could. I don't know. I don't know anything about him, except that people compare him to a better version of Derwin James.
So sounds good to me. Seems like he was good at football.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Cool, my daughter just spit up into my wife's mouth. So I probably need to go.
That's our cue. All right, Christ. Gates. Melzy. Good stuff, man.
All right, dude.
Stay safe. We'll talk after the draft.
All right. Sounds good. Go Browns.
Go Browns.